can't sleep, trapped in my own mind.
Anxiety.
Drowning in the darkness, just can't see the light.
Depression.
Doubtful, insecure, can I really do this?
Imposter syndrome.
I'm alone, unloved, just feel invisible.
It's loneliness.
We're not therapists, but we need one.
Hello, and welcome to We're Not Therapists,
But We Need One.
The podcast where we have honest and vulnerable conversations about our mental health with one another.
I'm Jay.
And I'm Anthony, and neither of us are therapists.
But we're trying to help ourselves and each other by sharing our experiences and feelings.
In this show, we'll deep dive into topics like anxiety, depression,
self-esteem, trauma, and more.
We'll talk about how they affect us,
how we cope,
and what we've learned along the way.
We're not doing this to bash or blame anyone,
especially our families, who may have contributed to our mental health challenges.
We're doing this to heal and grow,
and hopefully inspire others who can relate and open your mind to your own healing.
We also want to warn you that this show may contain some sensitive and triggering content.
We'll be talking about personal and painful things that happen to us and how they still affect us to this day.
If you're not comfortable with that, or if you feel like you need professional help,
this show may not be for you. But
if you're ready to join us on this journey of self-discovery and self-improvement, we're glad to have you.
We're not experts, but we're honest and we're not alone. Now, let's start the timer. Jay, how do you feel today?
I am pretty tired.
Yeah, it hasn't changed in the 5 minutes since we ended the last episode.
It hasn't changed at all. I'm still dressed the same from recording last week's show.
It's been a whole week and we've just been sitting right here.
It's been a whole week and it feels like we just had 5 minutes of conversation in between recordings.
Which listeners, that is exactly what we did. We recorded two episodes back to back. So if this feels like a continuation of last week's episode, it's because it is.
But I am tired because, well, after taking 9 straight days off of work the week of Thanksgiving, how did it go? Let's see. Saturday, I unexpectedly went out to have drinks with some friends that I didn't know were in town. And so had drinks with them that night. And then Sunday, I basically got in a stressy, depressy mood because my 9 days was over and I was going to have to get to work the next day. Yeah. And so I had wine that night. But really, I actually slept pretty decent Sunday night. But Monday, the 2nd, was my birthday. And after work, I meet one of my friends on Mondays to manage a social media. And he ended up buying me drinks. And staff at the bar ended up buying me drinks. And so I had several beers that night. And I felt wonderful. But it made me sleep terrible. Mm-hmm. So Monday night, I slept terrible. And then today, Tuesday, I did fine at work. But just mentally, I feel awake, but I feel like my thoughts are just like not moving. They're kind of just laying there going, yeah, good job at staying awake.
That was me all morning this morning for some reason. I think it's just because finally last night I did get like a little bit of time to myself. And then I ended up going to bed at like 9:30 because I just crashed so hard. And I was just feeling like cranky and irritable. And I just, and then this morning I was feeling cranky and irritable when I got up. And I bought a thing of the Stoke cold brew coffee from the store because I just didn't want to take the time to like make cold brew because everything, like we just had so much going on. And I was like, I want it because I don't want to like pay for energy drinks at work or do any of that. I just want coffee, but I don't want to take the time to do this right now. And I took the whole fucking jug with me to work because it's like, I don't know how much I'm going to need, but I'm going to need at least 2 servings of this.
Yeah.
If not more. So I'm just taking the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That reminds me of whenever I started this new time frame at work where I go in at 6:30. And for a while there, I was such an old man because I was walking in with like a full blown Stanley.
Yes.
Thermos.
Yep.
So throughout the day, I'd be like, and sometimes I would drink that whole fucker by myself.
I really thought I was going to drink more of that today. And I ended up like, at one point I was like, I'm going to make a third cup. And that was at like 9 a.m. And I had had two since I got there at 7. And I was like, I'm going to make a third cup. And then I was like, wait, no, just try to drink some water and see if that helps. And it did a little bit, but you know.
I've been trying to make myself drink more water because while I did not get like drunk the whole time, I was pretty good. I mean, I'd get buzzed having wine, stuff like that, but on my 9 straight days off and then my birthday, like I had drinks every day of some sort.
Yeah.
And I drank a little more soda than I normally do. And I didn't really drink a lot of water over that break.
I have resorted to doing fizzy waters.
Yeah.
Like seltzer waters, because I will drink those. I think they're way more exciting than regular water.
It's the zest.
I know. I need a little bit of spark in my life.
My sign was, I mean, I have this 40-ounce Stanley-like mug, but it's not an actual Stanley that I'm drinking from right now. And let's see, I filled my cup before bed last night. And then I woke up this morning, and between going to bed and waking up, I had drank the entire thing throughout the night.
Wow.
I woke up and I didn't even like, you know, when you drink a lot of water and you just go in and pee and pee and pee. I didn't pee as much as I like would expect to.
You're like wondering if you're going to make it to the toilet because you're bursting.
Yes. And I was like, yeah, I have to pee, but it's not as bad as that should be. For having downed a 40 ounce of water overnight.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you are dehydrated and you need to drink more water. So like today I had my one travel mug of coffee and then I was like, it's water time. And so I just drank water the rest of the day.
Yeah. It's surprising how much water can actually help you. But I just wish it wasn't so fucking plain.
It is boring.
Yeah, so that's why I have Kirkland Signature Sparkling Grapefruit.
It's so wild to me how boring it is, but then at the same time, it can be so refreshing, but you're not enjoying it.
There are times, though, actually, whenever it's when you really want water and you're just like, you take a sip and you're like, is there anything better in this world than water?
Yeah, like you don't like it, and then out of the blue, you're just like, this is the best fucking thing I've ever had.
And it's like, it's just because it's necessary to your life.
Yeah, your body's so deprived of it at the moment. It's just like, you will see this more important than anything else in your life at the moment. And yep, that's pretty much how I feel about water this morning. Because I filled my cup and I was like...
Man, you know what's funny though, is your body will crave... like certain foods because of the nutrients that you're lacking.
Yeah.
And so like for a little while there, I got into a bit of a salad phase. So I was like, I really want salads. I'm feeling salads. Turns out I had a magnesium deficiency. And so I'm on supplements for it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder, I wonder what vitamin I'm missing with those insomnia cookies I'll crave randomly.
Brown sugar. Is brown sugar a vitamin?
It's molasses.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. For a while there, just all I wanted is salads. And I've been trying to do a little better. But of course, last week was Thanksgiving week. And so I haven't eaten very well at all since then. But I want to get back to doing some meal prepping with veggies and fruits and proteins and things like that. And I really wish that there were less expensive fish options out there, because I would eat salmon just about every fucking day if I could.
See, and I really like Costco actually has it sometimes, and it's like tortilla crusted cod.
Yes.
And it's delicious. But it's still like $35 a box or something.
Expensive, yes.
And I'm just like, this is good, but the fuck?
I know. But I like, my doctor is constantly being like, hey, you should definitely get some more heart healthy options in your life. Not that my heart health is bad, but just like, I'm a big person and I have high blood pressure that I medicate for.
Yeah.
So like, it's one of those things where he's just trying to make sure that nothing bad does happen.
Yeah. But and me having a heart doctor, because I do have heart conditions, it's so annoying when he's just like, you should make sure you're eating heart healthier options and all that stuff. And so I kind of guilt myself when I don't eat heart healthy, but that also happens quite a bit, especially during Thanksgiving. And I'm just, every dish I'm making, I'm like, all right, let's see this, that stick of butter and that. Okay. And the next dish, I'll be mixing up, and I'm like, all right, we're going to smush up some butter and put it under the skin. Oh, okay, done with that. How much butter should go in these mashed potatoes? Half a stick.
All of it. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I was making those cookies on Saturday, and I forgot, because I opened the recipe books. It's my family's, like, my dad's side of the family. It's his mom, her family's, like, recipe book that they went and like put together and had published. And I opened it to this recipe that my grandma used to make me all the time. I love these cookies. And the very first ingredient is 1 cup of butter.
Who sticks of butter?
2 sticks of butter in every batch of these cookies. I was like, no, you guys are so fucking good. Jesus.
What is it? I made a pineapple upside down cake not that long ago. One of my friends was asking me for my recipe, and I was like, okay, I'm going to be really honest. It's old-fashioned, and it's a little complicated, so you're going to want something different. And then whenever I said that, I was like, God, I haven't made this in a while, so I just made it for work. Oh, God. First, you have to make that caramel, so you're making butter with brown sugar. And then after that, I'm making the cake batter, and I'm like, this is 2 sticks of butter in the cake, plus a god-awful amount of sugar covered in caramel. This is awful. No wonder I don't make this very often.
That's actually a really good idea, though, because I bought bulk amounts of brown sugar and white chocolate chips that I've been trying to like figure out how I'm going to use some of this stuff.
Ooh, white chocolate chips, Christmas candy. Do your chocolate covered pretzels.
That's what I was saying. I was thinking like I'd do like chocolate covered like Oreos, or I'll do like cake balls or something. I'm just like, oh my God, I'm going to have to use so much fucking chocolate soon.
Yeah. Oh, God. My stomach just started, like, tingling at the thought of how sweet those Oreo balls get.
I know. That's the problem with the Oreo balls, is they're so intensely sweet. But
and what's weird is I like the vanilla Oreos mushed up to make the inside, and then I do dark chocolate on the outside.
See, I like to do, like, the dark, just the regular Oreo on the inside, and then like a vanilla almond bark or something on the outside.
Those are good too.
Yeah, those are the way that I usually go if I make them. I made them in forever, so now you got me wanting to do that.
I kind of stopped making them after one of my coworkers. She just makes really good ones, and I'm like, yours are better, and I would rather just offer you money to make them for me if you ever get the time. Otherwise, it's a good sign that I don't need them.
Well, at the moment, I need to get rid of that shit. And cooking does, like, soothe my soul a little bit, so at least there's that.
It is interesting how I have not been motivated to cook much lately. But on and off, like, I'll force myself to do it, and then I enjoy, like, my Thanksgiving meal, everything came out fantastic, and I was so happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right, you're a pretty decent cook.
Yeah, that's where I'm like, you know what, like, cooking is my love language. And sometimes I do it because I love myself.
Ooh, that is something I like to do for partner, which now I just do it for me. But I really do enjoy cooking stuff to see if they'll like love it. Like that, I guess that is kind of my love language, is cooking for them and being like, I care for you and I want to make you stuff. And
I want to make you something. I'm going to make you this thing. And everybody needs food. And everybody has this universal appreciation for food, and food is its own little art. And so, yeah, it's like it's an art that everyone can appreciate. It's like its own little language.
I don't think I ever put that much depth into my thinking on it, but that is true. Food, The reason I think it is because it's an essential to life.
Yep.
And so I wonder if internally I'm viewing that as I'm doing this as a favor to you because I know how annoying it is to find a meal every day. And I don't want you to stress. Like, I want you to realize that I'm doing, I don't know. Then now I kind of want to evaluate that deeper.
Yeah, I definitely know it's a love language for me. If I cook for you, it's because I care.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. If I cook for you, that's me giving love to you in a sense.
Right. It is.
Because you know I've never understood this, how when people first start dating, they're like, come on over and I'll cook you a meal. And I'm just like, you're just wanting to show off. Me, I don't want to do that until, like, you mean something to me.
You know, I would never have thought about that before because Joe and I have been together for so long. And I'm just like, if I were dating somebody new, would I do that to show off? I probably would. Be like, come over and find out. Look how handy I am in the kitchen. Wouldn't you like to have this for the rest of your life?
So I used to be like, oh yeah, let me make you something because you're going to be so amazed by my cooking. It was the same as my singing. I would be like, oh, if they hear me sing, they're going to be like, this is the guy for me. And now I'm just like, God, if somebody did that to me, I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
But yeah, I do cook for love.
So I had a couple of my friends come over Sunday night to play games, and I had canceled on them the weekend before. And I was like, I cannot cancel again. I need to like make sure they come over, even though I'm like really peopled out. And I bought all the stuff because our friend was over, you know, staying with us through Thanksgiving. And I was like, you know, it's his last night here. I'm going to make him a meal. I'm going to make him homemade pasta, like a red sauce from scratch, and like do the whole thing. He was like, oh, sorry, I forgot to tell you. I have dinner plans this evening with blah, blah, blah friend who's a mutual friend of ours who actually introduced us to him. And like, I was like, bitch, I'm still making this fucking pasta. I'm making it for me now.
Yeah, this is love for me.
But like, yeah, I was like, you know what? I'm still going to do this because I am in the mood. I put myself in the mood for this pasta and ooh, now yeah. I've got to go through with it and make it. And you know what? Like, and then I did the whole thing. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do caprese and set it out. I'm going to do a balsamic reduction on top of it. I did just like, my friends got me this oil for my birthday, this like herb infused olive oil that is so fucking delicious.
Oh, so yeah, that sounds good.
I got some French bread and I set that out. I put some herbs in it and then I did some like just add herbs. I like to have the like flavor, the extra herb. And then I put some pear balsamic in it and like, I did a whole little like spread. And I was like, you know what? I really like this. This is an aesthetic thing for me almost.
I mean, when I am craving a meal, I guess I do like to make it for myself to be like, look what you did for you.
Yeah.
But then it's so funny because after I've had it once, I'm just like, it's fucking enough. And it's hard for me to like want to eat it more and more. And now I'm getting better at forcing myself to do leftovers because the idea of wasting so much food is annoying after having two fridge scenarios that have died where I lose an unfortunate amount of food. So now
you
I don't
get yourself
stock up.
A fridge from the AT&T store after they close like we did where it's been going for years.
I did get myself a little small bread machine to make small bread loaves.
Ooh.
Because I love fresh bread.
Yeah, it's delicious.
My problem is there's so many times that you have to, you know, knead it, maintain it. And it takes a while.
Yep.
And so you kind of have to schedule it out a lot and it doesn't just squeeze in your plans very easily. So I finally was like, I want to do something where I can continue having fresh bread without me having to put so much effort in anymore.
So that's a friend of ours, which like a year or two ago, his aunt unfortunately passed away, but he was like helping clean out her house and he just texted me. He's like, do you want a bread maker? And I was like, yes. He was like, yeah, my aunt has one. Nobody else is going to use it. I'm never going to cook with it. Nobody else in our family is going to use it. And I was like, Hell yeah, I would love a bread maker. So every now and again, I break out the bread maker, usually around this time of year, actually, because it's cool outside and I want, like, you know, I want soup. I want tomato soup and I want like a grilled cheese sandwich. I want things that are going to warm my belly and my soul.
I had tomato soup and grilled cheese for lunch today.
It's epic pairing. I mean, I,
because when
I used to not like tomato soup because we always got it out of the Campbell's can and I just never cared for it. And now I realize that tomato soup can be one of the most amazing foods you'll ever eat.
I actually get mine from Target. It's an organic or vegan, I don't remember. It's something in a box and I don't even remember the brand. It's so good. It's so, so good.
I
love that it's like pre-made and I don't have to make it and I love it.
See, I've gotten to where I like to like make it because then I use like my immersion blender and then I made a like almost like a single serving batch at one point while Joe was out in West Virginia. And holy shit, I'd never made something like that I usually would make, but small. And I was so impressed with myself. But yeah, I need to find, you'll have to send me the kind that you get because I would like to maybe get a pre-made one from time to time where I want to have just, it, but I don't want to go too crazy.
And it's so convenient because you can pour it in a portion that you want.
Right.
You don't have to use the whole box. You can save the box in the fridge. And all you have to do is whip up a grilled cheese really fast and it takes literal minutes.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Actually,
sorry,
awesome
I don't
right
mean
now.
One grilled cheese. I mean two minimum.
I was like, hey, who's eating one grilled cheese?
Oh, man. Today with lunch, I was just like, one and a cup of soup? What the fuck? No, I'm kidding.
Listen,
what is this?
Now,
discount hour?
This doesn't sound related to mental health. It absolutely is. Food is directly tied to the brain.
Well, I eat based off my mood, so...
I do eat my feelings in certain ways. Like, there are times that I just, you know what? I'm just going to make some fucking chicken nuggets and fries in the air fryer, and that's dinner.
You know, and a lot of times people eat their emotions, things like that, and a lot of times it's based off of... Oh, excuse me. Sorry, I'm so tired.
It's okay. It's
oopsie poopsie. But a lot of times it's based off of, I don't know, your parents always, when you felt bad, they'd be like, here's this ice cream to make you feel better. And so you started connecting, eating sweets and desserts when you're in a bad mood. So like a lot of those mental connections happen. And I have never sat and tried to figure that out. But I wonder, because I love food, food is a comfort for me and it's hard to maintain it. So I don't become, you know, this just massive blob that can't even leave the room.
And I already am.
What food or how food triggered me or what triggered me to crave food when I'm feeling down.
See, that's the thing is usually when I get like depressed, I don't really want to eat. And I don't know what that's. I think it's because I associate food with like positivity and warmth a lot of the time. And so I don't want to cook and I don't want to eat very much whenever I feel depressed and anxious.
And I think food makes me feel, I love the taste of food, so it makes me feel happier and warmer. And so maybe I'm chasing that feeling with the idea of eating.
But I tend to, if I get in like a weird depression or a funk, I also tend to just like spiral. And so my brain tries to do everything that it can to stay in it in a way because it's just easier than having to like fight and claw your way out of.
Yeah, regulate.
Yeah. And so there are times that like I'll just be spiraling and I'll just catch myself with like all of these really like just being really hard on myself on purpose to some degree.
I would say that. So my eating kind of deals like that. My dieting in general. I'm not one of those people who can be like, that's it. I'm no longer going to eat this. It's going to be salads and this from here on. You can't have anything else. Like, impossible. If I do that cold turkey shit, I will do it for a few days, get really mad at what I'm doing, and then I genuinely will self-rebel towards my actions on myself, and then I will spiral and just be like, I can fucking do what I want. Like, this is what's going on in my brain. And so then I'll just be like, I'm going to go fucking have burgers, chicken strips, and all this stuff. So basically, I spent a week being super good to double fuck it, rebelling. Yep.
That's where I think the most success I ever had with dieting was when I just started making like small different choices. Where like we went to DC once while we were out on, we went to DC on vacation while I was in the middle of doing this dieting, and we went to this diner. And normally when I'd go to a diner for breakfast, I'd get the, you know, two eggs, two hash browns, bacon, like the whole thing. Instead, I did like an egg white omelet with like sausage and things like that in there. So I didn't like go, I got something that I wanted, but I didn't go like too crazy. And then instead of like bacon on the side, I just got fruit.
Yeah.
So like I would go, you know, we'd get food at a restaurant. Instead of getting potatoes on the side, I'd do like a salad instead.
Yeah.
So just little things. Maybe I'd order the main thing that I want that isn't super healthy, but I'm going to do a side salad instead, or I'll do, you know, just veggies instead of, you know, potatoes, which,
one of the things that I changed, that I changed years ago was I was a daily, multiple times a day, sometimes soda drinker. And I was like, you know, this is definitely one of the bad ones that you don't need. So what you need to start doing is picking a day a week that you could be like, I'm not going to have one today. You can wait until tomorrow. And then I would just keep extending that. And now I sometimes go multiple weeks.
I'm getting to where I almost prefer to not drink them. So I started getting because I was taking sodas to work, and I would take like three or four of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started replacing those with the fizzy waters, where I was like, you know what, like that's definitely better for you and you'll get like some of the fizziness. So at least there's still that. So you're not just like drinking sad water all day. And that's water. Really helped. Well, it also has helped me to feel a little more like, you know, I do drink a soda. I'm like, this is a little heavier than I used to remember it being. And so now I'm getting where I appreciate.
For sure.
Yeah. So now I appreciate a good soda water instead. And that's helped out quite a bit for just being more hydrated.
Yeah. It is funny how I can slowly trick myself into being better. A lot of other things I've done is portion size. For example, lunch yesterday, we went to a pizza place, and, you know, a lot of times I'd be like, the lunch special is a slice of pizza, a side salad, and a drink. And I could happily get like a small little four slice pizza for myself, Detroit style. And sometimes you'll eat the whole thing because you're fucking hungry. Or sometimes you'll eat two pieces, take two home. I've gotten to the point where I'm like, but you know that if you have a slice and a salad, you may not be stuffed full, which you don't even need to be. And that will suffice plenty. So just choose this option. And so it may not fully be the option I want, but I've kind of justified it in my brain where I'll be like, but this will satisfy you more than you think. It's just at the moment, your stomach's telling you way more than your brain needs.
Well, and then I think it's also being happy with yourself for making the choice is really kind of nice.
And I am always proud of myself that I'm like, look at you being responsible. But then, you know, so I had that decent lunch, and then at dinner, I was like, I could go home and eat leftovers, but I'm going to get this murder and rise because I'm having beers and it's my birthday.
Well, it's your birthday, though. I mean, that's a good justification.
I'm going to eat these fried mushrooms that aren't even that great because they're fried.
I do love a fried mushroom, though.
Not from here. I would have rather gone to Hideaway to devour those.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I see. I love a fried mushroom.
McNelly's is not known for their food. They are an Irish pub.
Yeah, they're fine. We've got, anyways, yeah. Where was I going with this? I got distracted, but sorry, I heard my dog like clacking outside the door.
Well, you'll be able to go check him in a couple minutes because our session's just about over.
Yeah, my brain just completely went off topic, but
last 2 days my brain struggled really bad to stay in topic and focus on what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, I did the ADHD thing earlier with my coworker where I sent him like 4 messages and 2 of them were about one thing and 2 of them were about another thing, but I sent them all sequentially.
Yeah.
And I did not specify the topic change. And he was like, wait, who are we talking about? And I was like, oh, sorry. The first 2 were about this. The second 2 were about this.
Yep.
Sorry.
I can't tell you how many sentences I've started this week. And I'll just be like, sorry. I don't know where my brain went, but I lost track of what I was saying.
I think I melted a little bit on the inside, right up here.
And it's so far this week, it's happened quite a bit. And I don't know if it's because for so many days, I didn't really have to process that much.
Yeah.
And so now it's just like, ugh. Or if it's, I just came back from a break and I know that in 3 more weeks, I'm going to be right back on a break.
Yeah.
And so I'm in like faking it mode for 3 weeks.
I can't fake it this week, but I think the next 2 weeks I will be faking it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got to actually do work this week. And then I think I'm just going to work on coursework and stuff and just try to get through the rest of this holiday and hope things calm down at the beginning of the year.
Yeah. I'm stuck in a shit pit of a situation that we're trying to resolve at work. And I'm like, damn it, I have to work
to actually do things.
I had 5 meetings today. I'm tired.
And we're out of time. Thank you for joining us today on our show. As you can see, therapy is not always easy, but it can be very rewarding and healing.
If you want to follow our journey and see how we progress, tune in next episode for the continuation of We're Not Therapists, But We Need One.
Join us on our socials, TikTok, Facebook, Threads, and Instagram, and email us at nopenottherapists@gmail.com.
That's nopenottherapists@gmail.com.
We would love to hear your thoughts on our journey or any questions you have that we can help answer. Until then,
stay safe.
Mental health is a serious and important issue that affects millions of people around the world.
If you or someone you know is struggling with depression, anxiety, trauma, or have any other mental health conditions, you're not alone and there is help available.
You don't have to suffer in silence or feel ashamed of your feelings.
There are many resources and support networks that can help you cope and heal.
Here are just a few.
The Crisis Text Line, which is a 24/7 service that connects you to trained crisis counselors who can help you with any type of emotional crisis. You can text HOME to 741-741 in the US or Canada, or 85258 in the UK, or 50808 in Ireland. You can also visit crisistextline.org for more information.
The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which is a 24/7 service that provides free and confidential support for people in distress, as well as prevention and crisis resources. You can call them at 1-800-273-8255 or chat online at suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
The Headspace app, which is a meditation and mindfulness app that can help you reduce stress, improve your mood, and enhance your well-being. The app offers guided meditations, breathing exercises, sleep sounds, and other tools that can help you relax and cope with your emotions. You can download the app for free and try it for 10 days or subscribe for unlimited access to all features. You can find the app on the App Store or Google Play or visit headspace.com for more information.
These are just some of the resources that we have found helpful, but there are many more out there that can suit your needs or preferences. The most important thing is to reach out for help when you need it and to know that you are not alone. Mental health is not a weakness, but a strength, and taking care of it is one of the best things you can do for yourself and your loved ones. Until next time.